This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, so glad to have you with us. Hour number two is underway. David Fisher was our guest in hour one. If you missed that, please go to the website, thebingethinker.com, and get the podcast. But Sally Lloyd-Jones is my guest this hour, and that is one of the just the coolest people I've ever had the good fortune to be able to be associated with in almost any way you can imagine. I don't know of anybody that I enjoy spending more time with than a great children's author, someone who tells a great story. We'll get to that in just a second. I also want to say that if you are joining us tonight, we have a very special new opportunity. We are helping young kids whose parents are in prison go to summer camp. They're finding God. They are turning their own lives into productive outcomes for society. And it's just the coolest thing. 855-240-7721 is that number, 855-240-7721. And coming up later this hour, I will tell you how many human slaves we liberated. Last week at this time, we were only about halfway to our goal in a final push. And I can't wait to tell you what happened, because it was just a really, really good ending to the story. But I'm excited to welcome, as we open the Ladies Lounge tonight, one of the very coolest women we've ever talked to. Her name is Sally Lloyd-Jones, and we happen to have some very special guests with us as well. And Sally, what I love about your work is that it's just all about the stories and the story behind the stories and the stories that make the difference.
Well, stories you can't beat, can you?
I don't think so.
And we've got some very big story experts with us today.
I think so. And some pretty big fans of the Sally Lloyd-Jones
library. I like to bring people like that along.
Well, and that was actually true. The first time you came with us, and I'll never forget this, you had broken your ankle or something. You were hobbling along.
Yeah.
And you came all the way down here. You didn't even tell me that you were injured, but you came anyway. And we had such a nice visit.
And then
you said at the end, it would be more fun next time if we had children that came.
It's not very polite, was it?
No, I thought it was fine.
It's a bit like saying you were okay, but not that great.
You just wanted your target audience. I understand. It's totally okay.
Yeah. It's a very strange thing, because you're sitting here and it feels like it's just us. But you have to pretend, because actually it's like we're in a big, huge movie theater and we're having our little conversation, but there are all these people listening times 10,000, maybe.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? So I have to remind myself when I'm chatting that I have to be on best behavior, because I might give myself away.
See?
And so even grown-ups have
remember,
to do that.
We all have to remember.
Yeah.
For people that missed your other visits with us, why did you choose children's literature?
I don't know if I chose it. It probably chose me. I always liked writing, and then I was working as an editor, which is basically you work on other people's writing. I'm saying that because my target audience are here, not because I think you don't know. So I did the second best thing, but I really wanted to write my own stories. And then my nephew was born at the same time that I was working in children's publishing. And I thought, oh, how fun. Children's books have pictures as well as words.
Right.
And I had a real child to write for. And once I had a real child to write for, it changed it completely. And then I just found my voice. You know, writers talk about finding their voice. That's what happened.
You've talked a couple of times when you've been with us about how you see these kids in your mind, and they're like your children, they're all over the world.
Yeah.
And you have this huge family.
This
wonderful...
And that's another thing when you're writing, is to imagine, like I've brought my target audience, which we have five of them here.
Yes.
I imagine them sitting at my feet, and that keeps you honest, because you can't be talking about justification by faith and repentance to a four-year-old. They're not going to have any idea. And also, children are honest. They'll just walk away.
Yeah.
They're not going to be sitting there listening to that.
You grew up in two different places, and I don't think the people in the room know about where you grew
up. Maybe I could see if they could guess.
Could you kind of describe them?
I sometimes have people say, you know, Louisiana. Kentucky. And one time, no one was getting it, so a teacher said, we were at a group, and she said, children, I'll give you a clue. Sally was born somewhere that is very hot, and it has lions and giraffes. And this little girl shot her arm up and went, a zoo!
Yeah.
But actually, I was born in Africa. You wouldn't have guessed that, would you, really?
You would have thought London.
Yeah, you would.
Because of your accent.
I know, it throws everyone off.
So, but you spent time both in Africa and in
England. Yeah.
And what was that like? What was the difference between the two places?
Well, Africa was like, if I think of it, it's like Technicolor. And then we went back to Surrey, and in my little girl brain, I remember it as grey and awful. No, Surrey's beautiful, but where we went from freedom and running barefoot everywhere to cold, grey place where I think the church was very strict. Yeah, this is my 5 or 6 year old memory.
Right.
So for a 6 year old, it felt very constricted compared to Africa.
Africa felt alive, and you saw a lot more a natural habitat.
Yeah.
Of
it was
everything.
More of an adventure.
You write a lot about animals in your books. Animals are often characters in your stories.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think we've got some animal fans here, haven't we?
Yeah. Jonathan is a big animal
lover.
Jonathan,
what's your favorite animal? Or is it too hard? Are they all your favorites?
All the animals are your favorite. Animals.
Yeah, that's why children are lovely. They say that. They won't let you make them choose.
I love all my animals, but my favorite is one is a bunny. And one time I met a bunny named Scoodles.
What's the name of the bunny?
And I snuggled Scoodles.
Scoodledoo. That's
and
a good
he was
name.
A bunny.
That's lovely. I like that name.
A Dutch bunny.
Yeah.
So what have been your favorite animals to write about?
Well, my latest one is always my favorite, which is goldfish.
And we
I
want people to buy
goldfish.
This. Goldfish on Vacation is the name of it. We're going to hear a little bit of a snippet from it a little bit later, which is going to be exciting.
But don't you feel sorry for goldfish? I mean, what goldfish came to a nice end? I don't know one.
Perhaps
the ones in these books.
I think that when their life is coming towards its conclusion, they get to go see the city.
Well, I remember what I did, which was dreadful. I made a sort of tower for my goldfish.
Yes.
And I was thrilled with it. And it would go in and out of this archway that I made.
Okay.
Until one morning I came down and the archway had collapsed and there was just the tail. Oh, dear, this radio program is becoming very sad.
Oh, that's incredibly sad.
Isn't that sad?
Sally Lloyd-Jones.
Yeah.
She is the author of the new book, Goldfish on Vacation. You have a different illustrator for this one than your last book.
Yes.
Tell us about the style of
Leo. This book, if anyone knows children's books, they may know the name Stasek, S-A-S-E-K. He's famous from like the 50s and 60s, and he wrote books called Here's New York, Here's Paris, Here's Rome. They're fantastic. The art style of this book and the way they produce the book, even having a matte cover so it's not shiny, it looks like it's a classic, which is, I'm very lucky, because if the art is right, then my story stands a much better chance.
Sure.
And the illustrator is called Leo Espinosa, and he's like a rising star illustrator, and I just think he did an incredible job. And the other thing about it is, you see these three children. Well, poor people on the radio won't be able to see them, but there are three children, and they're all based on my nieces and nephews. And
nice.
When I showed my nieces and nephews this book, they all commented on how they look like them. So the illustrator, I don't know how that worked, how he did
made it work right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the challenges of writing for children. And you try to tackle really kind of big ideas, but you find a way to get them through, for instance, the baby wren story. It's a beautiful story of how God has made everyone with the possibility of doing something special.
Yeah.
And they just need to find it. But do you find it easy to put God's big truths into?
Well, I think that's just maybe the way I think. I want to make it simple. Because if you have a real child in mind, you have to, don't you? But usually a story will start just because something moves me about the story.
Hmm.
So the wren story, I thought I was in a canyon in Texas, and there was this really loud noise. And I said to someone, what on earth is that? And they said, it's a very, very tiny bird. And I just loved the idea that a tiniest bird could make the biggest noise.
Could be filling up an entire canyon.
The whole canyon.
With
this
music.
Tiny,
yeah.
Couldn't even see the bird.
A big, big favorite in this room with the children that are gathered here is Song of the Stars.
Oh.
Why
why see Jesus' birth through the eyes of the animals?
Well, again, it's so many Christmas books, aren't there? I mean, I bet the children here have five Christmas books each, probably.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to come at a story in a different way to make it new. And I just was thinking, you know, I love that idea that the animals don't have an argument with their maker. And that's really what started me thinking, was the animals didn't fall. They didn't run away from God. It was us. And because we ran from him, everything fell. Everything broke. But what if when the one who's come to rescue and make everything right comes back, maybe the animals were more aware than we were. Maybe the flowers and all the things he made, because he made them all, and there he is coming back. Something about that moved me, and I thought, you know, that's very biblical in the sense that all creation's longing for him to come back.
We're speaking with Sally Lloyd-Jones, and so honored to have her with us. We also have some very special guests that have accompanied us for this discussion. You may hear some younger voices than you're used to as we continue this discussion in the next couple of segments, but very, very honored to have in the Ladies' Lounge tonight on Radio Night Live, Sally Lloyd-Jones, live from New York. We continue. Don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
One of the things I'm really grateful for as we are here at Radio Night Live every Saturday is that we get to have these brilliant conversations with brilliant women, women of every walk of life, women of every stripe. They have expertise in so many different areas. And back to our discussion with Sally Lloyd-Jones just momentarily. If you're a big fan of her work, then you want to stick around for the next couple of segments because we still have some time left with this most esteemed children's author. I just real quickly, though, want to remind you that tonight we are starting our opportunity to help send children to summer camp that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to go. These are children that are the children of incarcerated prisoners, people whose parents committed crimes. They have had a sense of repentance in prison. They want their kids to not make the same mistakes they did. And they've asked Project Angel Tree from Prison Fellowship if they would let people know that they want to help be a good parent. And you can serve a need for them by helping get their child to a week of summer camp where they talk about the gospel, they talk about God. Many of them give their life to faith and make completely different decisions than their parents did. It's really an amazing program. And that number, put it on the screen one more time, Nick, for those of you watching on Biz TV, 855-240-7721, 855-240-7721. You can also give online at my website, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Now, in the ladies' lounge tonight, Sally Lloyd-Jones, she's an esteemed children's author. She's written something like 30 total children's books. I think we'll talk about that maybe in a little bit. But Sally, it's just so good to have you here. I'm just really, really grateful. Have you had adults read your stories and tell you any impact that they've had on their life?
Yes, which I like because I feel like children have a lot to teach adults. And we get so complicated, but children cut straight to the chase, don't they? Yeah. So often in the Jesus Storybook Bible, when I ask children what's their favorite story, in fact, I could ask some of these children, do you have a favorite story in the Jesus Storybook Bible? Is there one that you like particularly?
I have three.
Oh, you have three? Tell me the three. Can you remember them?
Satan, Adam, and Eve.
Okay.
And then the one with Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, that's
and
a good one.
And then the one when Jesus dies.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, anyone else have a favorite?
Caitlin, what did you say was your favorite?
The rope.
The rainbow
rope. Oh, yes. Well, you know, what's interesting is, James, you said it. Very often, the most favorite, the one that's most often asked when I say, shall I read one, is the crucifixion. Hmm. And when people first said that, when children would say that, my instinct was, no, we must have something more fun. But the truth is, children cut to the chase, and that's the crucifixion is the crux of the matter, and that's they go straight to the center. So I think that's very interesting. They're very much cleverer than
we asked them before you came in to give us a favorite, and Caitlin did pick out the Forgiving Prince. Would you mind just giving us a little bit of this from the Sally Lloyd-Jones?
Shall I read it?
This is the Storybook Bible.
And people will have to imagine the pictures by Jacob. It's called The Forgiving Prince. Jacob had 12 sons, but of all his sons, Joseph was his favorite. One day, Jacob gave Joseph a splendid new robe. It was beautiful and rich with all the colors of the rainbow, but it made Joseph's brothers jealous. They wanted rich rainbow robes, too. Then, to make matters worse, Joseph kept on having these special dreams. I dreamed I was the greatest. I was king, Joseph told his brothers, and you all bowed down to me. Now, I'm sure you know, even if Joseph didn't, that telling your brothers things like that isn't a very good idea. Joseph's brothers hated him even more. They wanted to kill Joseph and his dreams. And one day, that's exactly what they tried to do. They tore Joseph's rainbow robe off him and sold him to slave traders for 20 pieces of silver. The traders took Joseph to Egypt and made him into a slave. The brothers went home and lied to their father, telling him that Joseph was dead. That's the end of that dreamer, they thought, but they were wrong. God had a magnificent dream for Joseph's life, and even when it looked like everything had gone wrong, God would use it all to help them help make the dream come true. God would use everything that was happening to Joseph to do something good. Meanwhile, though, things were not looking good for Joseph in Egypt. He was far from home and from his dad. Then he got blamed for something he didn't do, and even though he'd done nothing wrong, he was punished and thrown in jail. But God had not left Joseph. One night, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had a scary dream about cows, thin cows, gobbling up fat cows. What on earth did that mean? He didn't know. But Joseph was a dream expert, so Joseph sent for him. It means a famine is coming, Joseph explained. There won't be enough food. Pharaoh was so pleased by Joseph's skill that he immediately took Joseph out of jail and made him into a prince. Now, back home, Joseph's brothers had run out of food and everyone was hungry. God's special family was in danger. If they didn't get food soon, they would starve to death. So Joseph's brothers traveled to Egypt to buy food. They came and knelt before the new prince. His brothers didn't know that the prince was Joseph, but Joseph knew who they were. Joseph's dream, the one about his brothers bowing down to him, was coming true. "It's me," Joseph cried. When they saw it was Joseph, his brothers were afraid. They had wronged Joseph. They had sinned and they knew it. Now Joseph would certainly punish them. But Joseph looked at his brothers and his eyes filled with tears. Even though his brothers had hurt him and hated him and wanted him dead, in spite of everything, he couldn't stop loving them. His heart, which they'd broken, filled up with love, and Joseph forgave them. Joseph threw his arms around them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Behind what you were doing, underneath everything that was happening, God was doing something good. God was making everything right again." Joseph didn't punish them. He rescued them. He brought God's special family to live safely with him in Egypt. One day, God would send another prince, a young prince whose heart would break. Like Joseph, he would leave his home and his father. His brothers would hate him and want him dead. He would be sold for pieces of silver. He would be punished, even though he had done nothing wrong. But God would use everything that happened to this young prince, even the bad things, to do something good, to forgive the sins of the whole world.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Miss Sally. What a great job.
Thank you for listening.
What a great job indeed. And Miss Sally, when we come back, we will actually unveil some of the goldfish on vacation, which I can tell you as we go to the break here, a little sneak peek in advance, it actually has to do with a very true story that is completely made up. So how does that work? It's completely true, but it's made up. We'll find out what our friend Sally Lloyd-Jones means about that when we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough. By the way, you want the book Goldfish on Vacation? It's at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Find it at most of the great bookstores that you go to find the children's books today. But it is really a treasure, and the McCullough children are all into it big time. In fact, I know that I'm going to have to end up in both James and Jonathan's classrooms before the end of the year, which is just like another week or so. To get this in front of people, because they're going to want to see it, their friends know about it personally. Okay, and yet to come, I've got a big thank you to give you. Exactly what happened last week, it was a bit of a story, because this time a week ago I was asking you to help us free slaves, and I didn't know if we would hit our goal or not, and I'll just tell you the story when it comes time. We are live from New York City. Sally Lloyd-Jones, my guest in the Ladies' Lounge, and we continue momentarily. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
328 seniors graduated from Santa Fe High School in Santa Fe, Texas on Friday night. This all after 10 people were murdered at the high school last month. Salutatorian Bailey Dobson spoke at the ceremony.
Class of 2018, it's been a bit of a wild ride.
This year has been one of the most bizarre and life-changing years that we've had so far. First we had hope, then we had snow. And most recently, we had the tragic events that happened on May 18th in our very schools. And I don't believe that any of us have remained free of change this year. We've all grown into our own people, and we've all matured, hopefully, into something that resembles a functioning adult.
In a freak accident at Yosemite National Park on Saturday, two climbers fell to their death. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known.
So glad you're with us. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. And back to the ladies' lounge for some little extra time tonight. We are so grateful to have Sally Lloyd-Jones and all of our special guests because it's late. They're not supposed to be up at this hour, but yet they are. Sally Lloyd-Jones, my question to you to start this is, how do you get inspired? How does a children's writer get inspired?
So there's two types of children's writers. There's the one that needs to be around children's
right.
research. But then there's also the other one, which is a child inside. And I think I'm that. So once I realized that, I realized I love being around children and I always need to be around them.
If you have a group like this, what kinds of things would you ask them to pick their brain and to get ideas from?
Well, I usually don't like them to feel like it's going to be a right or wrong answer because then you're not going to get the very interesting, funny things.
Right.
I usually like to
You're looking for that gem.
Yeah. I mean, I go into schools and I'm not the center of... I'm sitting on the sidelines listening. I don't usually
Just watching.
No, yeah.
Have you thought about writing about
urban children and children that are in cities or in more congested areas? What's the difference in is it the life? Is it what they see, what they face, or is it what you see living in New York?
I think it's just where you are, you get inspired wherever you are. And this book, I like to say, is a completely true made-up story. Perhaps I need to get all the children's attention. Children, I'm going to start talking about the goldfish at last. So shall I tell you something? This book is a completely true made-up story. Does that make your brain go a bit odd? A completely true made-up story. So the completely true bit... Well, exactly. I think that they can. Shall I tell you how? So it's completely true part is that when I moved to New York, there's this fountain, it still is there, right near where I live, and it's called Hamilton's Fountain, and it's of an eagle, and it was built by the great-grandson of Alexander Hamilton, who you may have heard of from the big, famous, successful musical. Anyway, it's a fountain that was built for horses so they could have water. But it was built just at the time the cars came in, so it was never really used. And it became run down, ivy covered it, was covered in graffiti, and people used it like a garbage pit. So it was really sad to see, and it was all broken down. And then one day, this young guy, no one asked him to do it, no one paid him, he started cleaning away the ivy. He started getting rid of the graffiti, and he got rid of all the garbage, and he filled the basin of the fountain. There was an eagle on top, and then there's a basin. He filled it with clean water, lily pads, papyrus, and reeds. And then he put up a sign, and it said, "Coming in 2 weeks, goldfish looking for your summer home." And that is completely true. And all the children in the neighborhood brought their pet goldfish and dropped them off for a summer vacation in the fountain, and pick them up in September. And that is completely true. And it happened for 8 summers in New York.
Oh, wow.
So that, when I saw that happening at the end of my street, I'm like, this is amazing. There's something about this that's so moving, because what that guy did was, first of all, the power of what one person can do. He saw something beautiful that was not showing its beauty, and he got rid of it. And so to me, it's a picture of what God does. He comes to us in all our brokenness, with all the rubbish, however messed up we are, but he sees the beauty and he restores us. So it's like a redemptive story,
right?
But it also, so he created beauty for everyone, and then he created community, because all the children came and they were all together around this one shared project. And then on top of that, because he did that, it inspired a book that now can bring more children joy. So the whole thing just blows me away that one person could have that vision.
That's really, really cool.
Isn't that cool?
Well, you've brought a copy with you. Would you share some of it with us?
And just to finish it, the made-up bit is that I made up that my 3 nieces and nephews who live in London, I pretended that they lived in New York, and I pretended that they lived in this round tower right opposite the fountain. So that's the made-up bit.
But the rest of it is completely true.
The other is completely true. Are you ready? You dream of growing fat and exploring coral reefs. But instead, here you are in a bowl going round and round in circles. And sometimes it's hard being a child in the summer in the city. All your friends leave and there's no one to play with. You dream of escaping the steamy heat too. But instead, here you are in an apartment going round and round in circles. But sometimes, well, something happens to change all that.
That is the cliffhanger. So then,
and I'll read you the first tiny
segment,
bit. Yeah. In a small apartment, in a tall round building, by a park, next to a river, in the middle of the big city, there live 3 children, H, little O, and baby M. In a small bowl, next to a lamp, in the middle of a table, beside the curtain, in the small apartment, there lived 3 goldfish, Barracuda, Patch, and Fiss.
Cool names.
An old fountain stood at the end of their street. It was broken and covered in ivy. No one used it anymore, except to throw garbage in. But the children thought it was beautiful. On top of the fountain there perched, as if he'd just landed or was about to fly off, a magnificent stone eagle with outstretched wings.
And that's the part, Miss Sally Lloyd-Jones, that my kids always get so worried about. Anyway, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for coming.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So good to have you with us live from New York on a Saturday night. And I want to say another big thank you to Sally Lloyd-Jones. She is just a precious human being. And if you've not, you're not familiar with her, her books are really stellar. In fact, she gave me, as pretty common in my line of work, people, all kinds of people want to get their book on the radio, so everybody sends me a free copy of it. But I make sure that her publishers send me their stuff because I know that my kids are going to enjoy it. So anyway, we had this Goldfish on Vacation book, and my kids are trying to tell their classmates, you know, that this is a true story. They didn't believe him. So on Memorial Day, which was last Monday, those of you on Biz TV, you'll get to see this. We went into New York City and we played scavenger hunt, and we went and found
Hamilton fountain. And Nick, if you've got that shot, put it up on the screen. But the fountain that she was describing in her book, Goldfish on Vacation, with the lower portion that is the kid, or the where the horses used to drink back in the horse and buggy days, and then there's an eagle perched on top with the outstretched wings. We were able to actually locate it. And if you're not in New York City and you want to come and see for yourself, there is the there it is on your screen right there. It's at 76th and Riverside Drive. So if you're at 76th and Riverside Drive in New York City, you can go see the Hamilton Fountain for yourself. That's my James, Jonathan, and Charlotte. They're all there. And we spent Memorial Day kind of looking at it, reading the book while we were there on scene, etc. And it was a fun experience. So then I told their teachers about the book. And their teachers want to have me come and spend time with them reading the book. I'll be the mystery reader for each of their classes before school is out, which will be fun. But it's just really, really cool. So thanks to Sally Lloyd-Jones for coming in and being with us and having that fun time tonight. My own staff, very touched by her in the discussion tonight. I want to say a heartfelt thank you to you. Last month, the month of May, may have been the best month of my entire broadcast career. My daily show in New York City had the best ratings that we've ever had. And just hands down, that was encouraging. But then to know that we came into this studio a week ago and had been trying and hoping and praying and pleading, could we please help liberate 82 human slaves in northern Sudan? And we were at 54 when we went on the air a week ago. And Heidi McGinnis was with me. Pastor Heidi was here, and she told stories of what happened. I wanted to show you what happened, because even while we were off the air later in the evening and Biz TV was replaying the broadcast, I want to show you what took place, because we have the final totals ready for your viewing here. But 82 was our goal, to help seek freedom for 82 human beings unlawfully enslaved, seeking freedom, to have the chance to be liberated forever. The deadline was May the 31st, and last Saturday, of course, the final Saturday before that deadline rolled around. And look at what we did there. Look at what you did there. 87 humans liberated from slavery. Now, that's five beyond the goal, and we were at 54, I think, when the evening started. So at 54 to 87, what is that, 33 people were liberated due to your gifts and your giving and your compassion and your care last week. And I have to say a heartfelt thank you to you, because it was you that did it. Those of you that gave the big gifts and the small gifts and everything in between, and just truly, truly amazing. So thank you for your generosity. Thank you for caring about the enslaved. Thank you for caring about those who will never have the chance to say thank you to you, but you will have changed their life forever. It is really, truly an amazing thing. And so just one last little kind of cherry on the sundae last week, the Talkers Heavy 100 list came out. And for the fifth year in a row, we were honored to be placed within the top 50. Number 41 was what we came at this year. And we've been somewhere between 35 and 45 for the last 5 years. And so it's been fun to see that consistency occur. And as I said, the best ratings of my daily show ever in the history of my talk career here in New York City just this last month. So my heart's just full. I'm so thankful. There's so many good things that have happened. I'm not worthy of any of them. But it's your listening. It's your willingness to step up when we have an opportunity. It's your telling people, friends that you know about the show. It's your effervescent enthusiasm for what we're doing that continues to make it happen. And so my commitment is, as long as that's there, as long as I can help fight the good fight for you, as long as we can help break down the news of the day and tell you what it means and why it matters, I'll keep doing it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We had a little bit of trouble tonight, by the way. If you were trying to get on the if you were trying to get on the Facebook feed to watch the show tonight, we were not able to do that for two reasons. We had two pieces of equipment that did not work. Not only did we have a little bit of trouble getting the feed up and running, but then we also had trouble in relaying the feed that needed to go to Facebook. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the Ustream video hours. And if you didn't catch it, you can catch it this week. But if you want to relive the Sally Lloyd-Jones stuff or you want to get the information from David Fisher on the economy, that's all going to be available. We'll make that. And, of course, all of our podcasts are available through the podcast page at TheBingeThinker.com. You can just click on the link in the sidebar that says take me to the podcast page. If you're a SoundCloud user, you can just go to SoundCloud.com/KMC Live. That's our entire, that's everything we do in the podcast world. And we're producing about 10 additional podcasts to my daily shows now each week as well. So you can check that out. If you're an iTunes user, just look up Kevin McCullough Radio. You'll get access to everything there as well. It's super, super simple and super, super easy. Now, coming up tonight at midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West, I've got a very, interesting article that is going to come out. I publish a column weekly with townhall.com as a contributor to their editorial now. I'm very excited to be doing that. But I really genuinely feel that the Roseanne Barr, Samantha Bee controversies this last week may have put the final nails in the coffin when it comes to the issue of free speech. And as a result, I wrote a rather lengthy column this week on why I'm arguing that that's the case. But I'd love to know your thoughts and opinions about it. So after midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock on the West Coast, if you go and read that and would drop a comment about it at Twitter or Facebook for me, that would be fantastic. But I'd like to start a national conversation about free speech. I'd like to get people thinking about what the value of free speech is and why it matters. Speaking of which, when we come back, a unique take on something that Obama and Trump disagree on. Don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So glad you're with us. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough saying thank you to you, David Fisher, Sally Lloyd-Jones, all the kids that were in studio. Fun night. So glad that we were able to have it. If you want to drop me a voicemail this week, 888-340-3373. That's a 24-hour-a-day voicemail, by the way. It's always available for your thoughts, 888-340-3373. And thank you to all the sponsors, MyPillow.com, Landmark Capital, Balance of Nature. We're in the Balance of Nature studios. MyPillow sponsors our phone line. Thank you so much for all of that. And, of course, the opportunity to send a kid to camp this summer is going to just really change their life. And we had two children, by the way, sponsored tonight. Two kids are going to camp because of you, your scholarship efforts already paying dividends. 855-240-7721. Two of the 24 children that we hope to send to summer camp this month already spoken for. 855-240-7721. And very excited about that. Now, I'm going to have a column out tonight. It's about free speech. It's about the debate between Roseanne Barr and Samantha Bee and whether or not that was good for the issue of speech in the country. I have reasons to believe I don't think it did. But I want to take you to a little bit of a disagreement that the last two presidents have had. So there was this issue. And one day, President Obama was doing a press conference, and he said back in June of 2016, really, Mr. Trump? Let me be clear. So he's going to bring all these jobs back? How's he going to do that? What magic wand do you have? And he went on to say, those jobs aren't coming back. He blatantly said that. Well, this week, President Trump kind of had the next laugh. Abracadabra. Boom. Did you see the jobs numbers? They were so good that the New York Times had to say on June 1, we have run out of words to describe how good the job numbers are. So the former president, those jobs are never coming back. President Trump says tax reform, deregulation, little stimulus in the job incentive, creation incentive category. And the New York Times now saying we've run out of words to describe how good those job numbers are. Friends, I think that's a great sign. If numbers are that good that the New York Times is left speechless, you know it's a very unusual day in America, because they don't have anything good to say ever about anything that this president's done. I mean, he could literally cure cancer, walk on water, kiss every baby on planet Earth, and help every single person that's ever had any disease be healed. And the New York Times would say, well, why didn't he do more? That's just the way they work. It's just they just don't like the guy much anyway. So congratulations. And for those of you, by the way, that are enjoying that record employment, all-time lowest unemployment in African-American and Hispanic communities, all-time work participation numbers, 3.8% unemployment. We haven't been this employed, well, only seven times since 1970, and not for a long, long time recently. Anyway, so that's that. Thanks to everyone. Thanks for being here. Send a kid to camp, and let's have a great week. We'll see you back here next Saturday, live from New York, Radio Night Live.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.